Snowy owl stares like I'm a cotton rat, white feathered head and face, penetrating bright yellow eyes, long black talons obviously up to the task, partially obscured by white feathers. An owl has been observed on the old Ozark prairies near Asbury, Missouri, south of Prairie State Park and adjacent to Washashie Prairie State Wildlife Area. Looks like the real deal. So Sally Jo Gibson from Harrison, David Oakley from Springdale, and me are on the road through hilly and currently leafless Ozarks. At Bella Vista, Highway 71 runs alongside Tanyard Creek, where we see great blue herons standing in nests in tall white sycamores. At Joplin, Chicken House 10 is crumpled around upper limbs of bare trees, testimony to the tornado of May 22, 2011, 160 lives lost. We swing around the city on the east, then north, now on Highway 171, and pass a village of FEMA trailers for survivors of 7,000 destroyed homes. We pop onto old prairies, now mostly converted to vast flats of winter wheat. Minutes ahead, Washashie. After rain and melted snow, the former prairie is green with emerging wheat, brown with fresh planting, and mainly open country, very open, like the land of snowy owls. Open country birds are in full song, including both eastern and western meadowlarks you hear in the following recording. Owl started south from the Arctic 3 months ago, but we've had none in the Arkansas Ozarks. For us, it has been a winter of owl-like, white, 5-gallon buckets and wind-blown Walmart bags imaginatively and longingly viewed on the backsides of big fields. Now on the old prairie, there are Lapland longspurs among horned larks and savanna sparrows in a plowed field. Northern harriers are everywhere. Again, we spot the familiar 5-gallon bucket, but this one slowly turns toward us with big yellow eyes. Snowy owl! So why snowy owls in our neighborhood this winter? The prevailing view is hunger. These might be years when they have had good reproduction with many young owl mouths to feed, but lemmings, their preferred food item, have had a bad year and are scarce. Personally, sitting in the car watching this snowy owl, I'm thinking they could head south just looking for an RC Cola and a moon pie. But I recognize this theory lacks scientific support. The owl seems to prefer a slightly elevated ground perch formed by big gravels, maybe like the windy, bouldery Arctic barrens where they nest. In truth, we're not in Missouri, Arkansas, or even close to Kansas. Welcome to a big field on the continent of North America within snowy owl range this winter.